Well, good afternoon, everyone. How's it going today? All right, so first question, and I already know the answer. How many of you have some smart device in your hand with your head down like this until you're waiting for the session? Pretty much all of us, right? Well, we're going to talk a little bit about apps and the fun things that we can do with some of these clever devices and the things that we can do with the mobile PCs that we're working with on a daily, hourly, moment basis. My name is Tad Haas, and I'm a senior marketing product manager at Microsoft. And it's my pleasure to be here with you today to have some fun with this session. Really, the apps are a new trend in the marketplace, and we're going to try to have both a sort of a little bit of a formal introduction to the concept, the marketplace, and all the things that Dean Cleaver is going to do for us here in a second. And then the last half of the session is going to be really fun, kind of a little appapalooza. We're going to have a show and tell with the team here and try to put as many cool apps up in front as we can in the time limits we have. And then we're also going to try to finish up with a little Q&A. Since we have a panel of experts here that are busy with apps and people in the audience as well, we figure it'll be a good time to ask some questions, good time to interact, and go from there. So our session will start now. We'll go until 4:30, and hopefully we'll get a couple of chances during the session to stop and have questions asked, or we'll also be ready to do those at the end. So I'll come back and host this, but we'll let Dean kick it off for us now.
Afternoon, everyone. Thank you for taking the time out to come to this session. As Tad said, I'm Dean Cleaver. I work in the developer ecosystem team. So I'm the product manager for the Office and SharePoint and Project Store. We just friendly term for it, the Office Store. But when we talk about the store, it's anything that you can get an app for Office, an app for SharePoint, an app for Project within. So I'm going to go pretty quickly here because I'm conscious that I'm stood between you and six very cool demos, so I'm not going to bore you too much. But I wanted to give you just a little bit of an overview as to why we moved to an app model for Office, why we kind of rethought the way that you could develop and build on top of Office. And I'm not going to talk through this infographic, but we think that Office is a real natural front end for business applications. And when we took a look at the ecosystem and what was happening out there on the web, and we introduced the app model for Office, we wanted to start bringing in new and innovative solutions that customers, partners, developers could build on top of Projects and SharePoint and Office. So that led us to introduce about 18 months ago, the cloud app model, allowing you to build a single solution that can work across Office. And I think when we talk about Office, we start to talk about Office now as a platform. So don't think about building something that's an add-in for Word or an add-in for PowerPoint or something specific to Project. Think about something that can access that data. It can surface up in front of a user in context as to what they're doing. And I think some of the things that I'll allude to later on will hopefully get you thinking about the direction that we're taking with this app model as well. So just a little bit of history, and I know Ludo kind of covered this off a little bit in yesterday's keynote. You probably heard this a lot before, but just, you know, looking back on the way that we thought about development for Office and all the different products, and apologies, there should be a project logo on the left-hand side. We had all these separate add-ins for the products, and there were a load of downsides to those. You know, they fitted a really great purpose, I should say. But when it came to upgrade and redevelopment and everything else, they were very clunky. I think we've all experienced an add-in for Outlook that would occasionally hang Outlook or not do exactly what we wanted it to do. So that from a limitation perspective, that we felt that was holding back customers on older versions of the product. When we moved to the services model and Project Server and SharePoint Server, we had this kind of collaboration environment, but still a lot of custom code solutions. Now we think about the Office platform itself. There's a lot of benefits to Microsoft, to customers, to partners on using this new model, that as we move to a cloud and a services model, we can push updates down to clients, and we know confidently we won't go and break anything that has been built following the cloud app model. And you as customers and partners can build solutions, you can drive innovation, you can push those updates down, and you won't go breaking your environments. And we can, because of this loosely coupled environment, that everything can operate very happily and we can continue to move forward and innovate in our environments and really move forward in the way that we want to build our IT and customer environments. So enough of that. So the office store, and I don't want to kind of linger on the store too much. I know it was covered in the keynote, but I just really wanted to give you a kind of an update as to how things are going with that. So I've just pulled a few momentum stats together. So when we talk about the office store, we have no aspirations for it to become a huge consumerish type app store. I think as of today, we've got around 620 apps in the store, and we feel really good about that, purely because we want a good, credible set of apps that I know the partners sat on the front row today are going to kind of talk through in a while. So we'll see good growth, we believe, with the apps that come into the store, but we don't have any aspirations, and we do not foresee getting to those tens of thousands of apps that you've seen in other stores, like and also like Windows 8 and Windows Phone Store. But I think it just reflects the investment that we're making on making that store available in the various markets. We support 8 local languages. We'll continue to do that. There's a whole bunch of growth planned on that side of it. But I think it's a reflection on how seriously we're taking the app model to actually kick off a business store. And there'll be a lot of changes coming to that in the next few months on how users discover apps and use them. And I think that's a nice link into how we think about the corporate experience as well. And Jared kind of covered this yesterday on by taking the essence of the consumer app models that users are becoming used to, we want to show that experience in your environments that you can distribute solutions to end users and take advantage of that simplicity with driving updates. I think we've all become used to it, whatever device we use and we carry around with us. When there's an app update, we don't think about contacting IT for an update. It simply, when we kick it off, it updates with our daily usage of it. And that's really how we're trying to move with the app model. So just sort of touching, and I think I talked through this on the partner pre-day, but when we first launched the app model, we felt like we over-pivoted a little bit on the office store, and we had quite a bit of feedback which made us rethink how we talked about it, that people were saying, well, if we build to the new app model, we have to use the office store. Absolutely not the case. So we have the concept of a publicly facing store. So if you're a partner or an organization and you want to sell a solution or make available a solution, be it to other customers or partners, you can put that into the office store. But I wanted to touch for a moment on the concept of the app catalog. So this is something you can build solutions for internally. You publish them to the app catalog. You have a lot of control in that catalog. If you happen to purchase partner solutions, you don't have to consume them from the office store. You may actually take advantage of a trial in there. But then we have this concept of sideloading. So we've got this corporate app catalog that allows you to give just the right amount of control to your end users. You can tweak it in any way that you like. You can have full control to all of your users. You can lock it down to a point of users can browse it, but they can't install apps. They could request an app after viewing it, and that could go through an IT authorization process. My time's not up already, is it? I'm going as quick as I can. So that gives you that ultimate control of it. So you can give that consumer app experience internally. So I'm just going to let me jump on for a moment. And so with all of the management experience that Microsoft has in the corporate environment, we think we've got the best of both worlds here, that we can give you that consumerish experience to end users, the bring your own desktop type experience, and the way that we're taking all of that, but still give you all the controls of the governance, the central deployment, and the flexibility as well. And it's something that we're hearing about more and more with these enterprise app stores and things like that. So it's something that we're really kind of moving towards. And just touching on the purchasing options. So we have the developer over on the left-hand side, and that could be an ISV, independent developer that's building solutions for your organization. And then they can either be, like I said, published to the office store or sideloaded, published directly to your app catalog, and then straight through to end users to consume in a way that they see. And I've just taken a few screenshots to bring this bring this concept alive a bit. So literally a screenshot of the Office store, office.com/store. You can go browse, take a look at apps. I just highlighted the project section. Had I have taken a screenshot of the whole page, you'd see the featured apps underneath. Same for SharePoint, same for Word, Outlook, Excel. In the next couple of weeks, PowerPoint will be appearing there as well. We've got some very cool stuff coming into PowerPoint. I've kind of covered the app catalog, so I'm not going to dwell on that one. And then this is a screenshot I took of my my personal instance of Office. So you can see that with my apps, I've actually pre-installed the Bing News Search app and the Bing Translator app. But then the middle tab, if I tabbed onto my organization, that is what is being made available to me from Central IT through the app catalog. So within Microsoft, we have a bunch of internal apps that have been developed. And had I have highlighted my organization, then that would be the internal set of apps that are available to me. Once they're loaded in, they will follow me around with my my Office login. So whichever device I go to, be it on my Surface, be it on my desktop, be it on the web version of Office, those apps will follow me because I'm signing into Office, and the apps are going to follow me around. So I'm probably moving pretty quickly, so I'm going to give these guys even more demo time. But I just wanted to touch on, you know, where we're taking all of this. What are we doing with the app model? And with the Office engineering team, and I talk about Office all up, SharePoint, Project, Office, that we're continuing to invest. Now we've got this quarterly engineering release cadence. What you'll be seeing from us pretty much every quarter are increased API capabilities. We'll focus on a set of APIs each quarter, and we'll be bringing more and more richness to those. So think about something that you could currently do, and I'm sure there's some demos straight after me that are covering this, on developing a report that sits in Excel that connects to Project Server. Think about a single app that is published, but it is in context within Outlook, for example. You want to have status updates whenever you open an email from a member of the team. And within the bottom of the mail, it's pulling in status updates, so they don't have to copy and paste in things like that. You go into Word, you create a report, it's automatically connected to the back-end data, so there's no kind of redoing templates and things like that. Think about the virality of apps. So apps that travel with documents to other users as well. We're taking a whole bunch of friction out of it. So if you want to have a set of corporate reports, and instead of publishing them up and people have to go find them, the reports will travel from user to user within an email, within a document, and when the next user opens it, they just need to give that app permission and they've taken it. So there's no going to a central repository looking for that standard report and everything else. They're going to travel around and you're going to have this viral adoption of apps. The regular updates, so we'll be working on, there'll be a load of enhancements coming to the Office store. There'll be a load of enhancements coming to the way that we handle the corporate catalog. But I think, without kind of giving too much away of our next couple of quarterly releases, but we're really thinking about the richness and bringing these things together. So I can't reinforce this enough, but when you're thinking about building on top of Project, building on top of SharePoint, building on top of Office, think about the whole environment as a platform. And think about the connections that we're going to give you into that platform, to the rich data and documents and everything else. And we'll continue to open this environment up. We'll give you this canvas of APIs that you can tap into and do some really, really cool things. And we think we've got a pretty unique position when it comes to that. And of course, the new scenarios that we're going to allow you to build with this environment as well. So I think that nicely leads us on to a bunch of demos.
Great, Dean, thank you very much. What we'll do now is pause for a moment before we jump into the demos. And since Dean and I represent Microsoft Corporate, we certainly want to be available to answer questions for you on that side. So let me do a quick poll in here from an audience point of view. How many of you are today playing with or experimenting with the notion of apps, either as an end user or as a developer? Okay. Okay, so over half of you. How many of you, this is brand new? Proud show of hands. Okay, cool. So there's some of that as well. So for those of you that rose your hands, how many of you are on the development side, thinking about developing? Okay, so much less. Oh, a few more. All right, good. What questions, if any, do you have to start for Dean?
throw any at me. Challenging ones are always welcome.
Cool. Here's one right here. We'll repeat it if we can. You think we need more apps?
For sure.
It's a great observation. I think it's something that we get asked about a lot. You know, why haven't we got the tens and hundreds of thousands of apps? But we think within the Office platform, we've got no short or medium-term aspirations to get to those numbers. We think users pay for the value of Office and Project and SharePoint. And with that, it's kind of going the way of a consumer app store. They want really rich experiences that enhance their Project, SharePoint, and Office experiences. So we haven't set ourselves any specific target saying we're going to have X many thousand apps within the next 12 months. We're just working very closely with our ISV community, with our developer community, and getting them to give us a lot of rich feedback on how we develop the API set. But we feel good about where we're at with that kind of number of apps. We'd like to see more, but I think what we're more focused on is really cool scenarios. If we had, in 12 months' time, only an additional 500 apps, but they were really cool scenarios, we'd be happy as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, second question over here.
Do you envision the corporate app catalog holding apps for other platforms like iOS and Android, or is this really targeting the Microsoft platforms?
Do you mean from a management perspective?
Yeah, I mean, when I go back to my organization, do I tell them this is an app catalog for Office-centric stuff, or you can throw other things in there too and create a more heterogeneous availability?
Yeah. Our plans currently, nothing's shared around managing wider environments at the moment. It is purely around the Office family.
Yeah. Any other questions now? Dean's not going anywhere, so we'll have him
stick around till the end as well for Q&A.
More questions as well. So great. Thank you, Dean.
Thank you.
Appreciate that. Thank you. Grab that. Perfect. So a couple of things for you as you start to think about this notion, both from the developer side and from the customer side. You can go to some of the sites here. dev.office.com is really one of the first and best places to go when you want to launch in and start to see more about what the process is like, what the cycles are like, and much of the other detailed content that we have available here as well. Curious about how many of you have seen some of the actual stores themselves. So let me go ahead and call up. We'll talk about these apps in just a minute. Let's see if I can get to a browser page. Let's see. Out of presentation mode. And let's see. Okay, Mr. AV guy, which button do we hit to get the internet off this screen to come over here? I'm sorry? Got it. Okay, that's it, then that I know. That'll do it. So when you go to, of course I get to turn sideways here. We can go to Microsoft.com and then we can pick a particular page. So in our case, I might go through and say, let's go look at Project. And it will take you directly to the project homepage. Now, once you're here, as a project user, you can go through and see all kinds of different information about project, learning more about project online, scrolling down and seeing different areas right here, different sections to go on about partners. But at the top of the screen, you'll see here in the middle, the store button. And this is what takes you to the Microsoft Office Store. From here, you have the ability to go through then and say, okay, which products do I want to look for? Office products, Office and SharePoint directly. And then I can pick which of those projects do I want to take a peek at. And so here we have the Office Store with different applications for Project. One of our key sponsors, TPG, has a series of applications up here that you can click on to go do risk work or milestone tracking or WBS breakdown charts. Those are different types of things that you can do from the stores. If you want to go back and say, all right, well, now I want to go look in the SharePoint store, and I want to go through and see here, maybe I want to go through and search the store and say project management. Right, I can go through and have applications come up that talk about project management. So this is a way that you can go through and see some of the different examples and ways that you'll do that. Now today we're going to do demos that happen from both the Office store, the SharePoint store, the Windows store, and the Windows Phone store. And we're also actually the iPad, the Apple store as well. So the Apple store is another example. So let's talk about those things directly. If we come back and get to the right slide.
Just while it's happening. Yep.
That's a good point. Out of curiosity, for those of you that have mobile apps that you run on your phone or your device, how often do you actually rate that application? Yes? No? Sometimes? I see some smiles, a little bit of this. They can be pretty useful, but also there can be a lot of stuff in there too. You still have to weed your way through. But what we're going to talk about now are some of the specific apps, and in a minute I'll call up our six speakers. But as you go down through the exhibit hall, you have a chance to see all of these companies that have apps down below. We couldn't have all of them showing different things, like Project Host has some online help for Project Online. People like i2e have some neat stuff for the iPads. You can go through and see things that Progility has for some of the surface that they've put on top of and around Project Server. So really can make the applications look and feel easy. What we pulled today was six examples. Four of the products are currently available in the store. Two are just right about ready to hit the go button on the stores. They're all shaking their heads here as we're going through and doing that. So you can go find these applications directly in the store or shortly thereafter, if that's the case. Certainly, you saw Nintex is highlighted as one of the workflow things. Today we have UMT, which will be showing us another workflow example. So know that one of the things that apps will provide for us are choices. In the past, when we went through, say, with Project Server on-prem, you might go through and do a customization yourself or work with a partner that did a customization for you, but that's sort of the one thing, right? That's that one choice, that one solution. Apps provide for us, over time, multiple options to solve the same problem. So what will happen is the cream will hopefully rise to the top, and the best apps and the best solutions will be the ones that are most widely used, highly rated, and continue to improve over time. And that kind of response is incentive for partners that do great work to do things at scale. So instead of trying to do each solution as a one-off, they're now trying to make solutions that can be used by many customers. And that is good for you as a customer, and it's good for them in their business as well. So that's part of the reason why it's important for us. Okay? So make sure that you get a chance to go downstairs and look at each of these providers. In your green packet in the book, there's on the exhibit listing, there's a stamp, a little briefcase that shows the app store. So that's the way for you to designate which of the partners are app partners. And there's also a little thing down on the carpeting which says they're an app partner as well. So that's another way to identify which of the partners as you're walking around through lunch or during breaks to go through and do that. Okay? Any questions so far? All right. Then what we're going to do now is we're going to have what I call an appapalooza. And I would have loved to have everybody up here, but time really doesn't permit us to do that. You know, we have about 5 or 6 minutes for each of the speakers to come up, and we're very excited to have Vlad, Alex, Ingo, Mark, Anton, and Kenneth all here representing these companies from UMT all the way down the list to help us. And I'll let them give a quick introduction of their company, a quick introduction of their application, and then actually go through and show it to you live. The idea is that you get a sense of these, and we have represented here things that are available for, you know, Windows devices no matter what you're walking around with. I think a couple of you are using Surfaces for your devices. We've got an iPad app. We have SharePoint apps. We have Word apps. We have all these different things that sort of give you a taste for what these companies can provide in being able to go through and do that. Okay, so any questions before we get started? Otherwise, I think, Vlad, you're up first. So we'll let you get started and go from there. All right? So we'll let him come up.
Thank you, Todd. Mm-hmm. Can you guys hear me? It's working. I think it's good. Okay. So till I get set up here, my name is Vlad Vasersan, and I am a program manager at UMT. A company which is a premier Microsoft project. Okay. So I need to put this a little bit higher up. Is this better? I can talk like this. No problem. Okay. One? Okay. Cool. So as I was saying, UMT is a premier Microsoft project partner delivering solutions and products that enable our customers to successfully implement project and portfolio solutions. Now, I would like to give you today an overview of what we call UMT 360 Workflow Visualization App. Now, we all know that in Project Online, you do have a workflow visualization capability. But for those of you who would like to have more context into your workflows, we provide you with an alternative. And as you can see here, by context, what I mean is you can easily identify where you currently reside in your governance workflow. So we currently see that we are in the defined stage of this workflow. But you can also identify how the workflow is looking from a future and past perspective as well. Why is that important? Well, you can differentiate easily between various types of workflow stages. You can differentiate between, let's say, a sequential workflow, which is now represented in a green rectangle, or workflows that require various decisions. For example, approvals, like the red diamonds. We also have, a way to identify final stages. So if the workflow is finalized, you can easily identify that through the visualization. I want to real quick go through the managing experience of the app. Keep in mind that this is a separate web part that it will be made available to you as soon as you download the app. The app is currently close to being released. I would say 10 days from now, and it's going to be free in the Office Store. So let me go real quick in the managing experience. The first time that you access the app, you will have a list of all your workflows that are currently in Project Online. You can click on each one of them, and you can start, designing your workflow, how you want it to look for your end users. Now, designing the app is very easy. It's just a drag and drop experience. It's easy to do, on PCs, on tablets, on smartphones, and so on. Let's take a look how easy it is for me to change this. So just drag and drop, quick, painless. Actually make something look okay. At least I'll try. Let's see. Here, this here. Now, let's say we just leave it like this. If I change something and I decide to save the changes, these will be automatically ported across Project Online. So all the users will see the changes right then and there, in a matter of seconds. Another thing that I would like to share with you is the possibility to change workflow themes. You get out of the box a couple of themes, for example, you know, various color shadings and stuff like that, but you can also create your own, customize your own workflow themes, design themes. So let's do this, change our theme. Refresh the page. Okay, apparently it's choose another project. How about upgrade? Well, at least you get the idea. So as I was saying, we still have 7 days left to figure out the kinks, but you know, it's an easy experience, a streamlined experience, provide more context in your workflows. So with that, I'm gonna leave it at that. If you guys have any questions,
great, thank you, Brian.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate that.
One of the things that's important here with that particular application and any of the workflows, of course, is to improve, you know, organizational performance through workflows and, you know, demand management processes. How do you really help drive cultural change inside of an organization? And tools like that can be super helpful and really make a difference for us on that. So it's important to go in that direction. Cool.
Well, I'll set up. I'll quickly talk about my company. Trusted IT Group, we are focusing on the EPM engagements and implementations, and as you would see as soon as I set up, we're also focusing on developing products for the EPM. And again, my name is Alex Rodov, and I'll be showing you my wonderful app in a second. Okay. So before I show you anything, so this is the Windows app, Windows 8 application for Project Server, and I have a quick video that I prepared. So let me just put the sound also in. Sound jack was somewhere here. Can someone help me with the sound? All right, so let's hope it's sound works. Sound, please.
Server app for Windows 8. View project portfolio dashboard. Dive into details like tasks, issues, risks, documents. Update your projects. Create new tasks. Update duration. Run reports against your issues. Update your timesheet with an easy touch. View resource pool based on your permissions. Key benefits. Quick access to project data. Built to complement PWA interface. Work with projects on the go. Simple. Built for humans. Modern design, works on any Windows 8 Pro RT. App is included free of charge for PPM engagements with Trusted IT Group.
All right, so this is a short video that I our company put together, so I hope you enjoyed it. And let me actually start showing you the app. I know the clock is ticking, and I have a couple more minutes left, so I've got to show you what I've got. So, if I just close the app for a second, so there's a two version, there's a pro version, a free version, and you can see that there's a live tile going on showing you the latest issues that that are assigned to my user on the project server. So basically, when I launch the app logs into the project server environment, and here I'm looking at my projects that I'd like to focus on. And the concept is simple as a concept of favorites. So the way, if you look at how I swipe it, so I swipe it from the top, it brings up the menu. If I swipe it from the bottom, it also brings up the same menu where I can refresh the whole screen, where I can go to the home page or project center, my work, timesheet, reports, and resources. So if I go to the project center, for example, I can see all projects on my that are available to me based on my permissions. And the concept of favorites, I can also check or uncheck certain projects that I can show on my home page. So I go back to my home page, that new project that I added is showing up here. So if I dive into one of the projects, I can look at the tasks. I can also bring up the menu where I can edit. And then when I edit, I can add tasks, remove tasks. I can check in and check out. And the wonderful feature here is a one button that save, publishes, and checks in. That's a wonderful feature, I think. And you can swipe to the right. You can see your issues for that project. You can see the risks for that project. You can see the documents. And you can pull the documents by clicking on that link, which will open, if it's a Word document, it will open the Word application and open that document for you. Also, you can go through the My Work, go through the timesheets. You can fill out your timesheet. It's basically all available in the app. The concept was keep it simple, keep it straightforward, keep it nice, clean, and simple. So a couple more things. Reports. You can look at my reports, look at my issues, risks, dynamically filtering. You can look at my resource pool based on my permissions again. And that's I guess my time is up.
You got a minute?
I got a minute? Oh, cool. So what I wanted to also mention that the simplicity, how we get the simplicity is basically initially the application loads a lot of data when you logged in initially and cache a lot of data. So it's not refreshing every time you log into the system. So that's why it's really quick. So if I can dive into any project quickly without any latency. So it does update only if the project was updated recently. And it's not refreshing all the data every time you log in. So it's quick. It's really simple. I tried to make it very nice, very straightforward. There's some indicators showing you number of critical tasks or number of critical issues or number of issues at all that drives those indicators. The same way it drives the same indicators at the project center. So I got 15 seconds. If you have a question, I'll be able to answer it after the fact. The 3 days from now, the app is going to be free, so please go ahead and check it on the App Store, which is not right now. It's free, but it's not going to last long. We'll look forward to your feedback. If anything, we are working on the new releases. Feel free to comment or suggest any new features. Thank you so much. We are thinking about the iPad version. However, the concept of the Dean was talking about is to have this application at the end of the day at the organizational app store, basically being able to customize the app quickly and put it within an organizational app catalog. So we can adjust some of the reports that are tailored exactly to satisfy the organizational specific needs. So the answer to this question, probably maybe in the future, but not now.
So that was a no, but maybe.
Yeah.
One of the things that's important about the app catalog is that it does allow partners to deploy more robust solutions in your catalog, and it's not just a consumer store. It is a key differentiator between the way Microsoft is approaching stores and the way others have approached their store, where they're not considering the full corporate customer, they're just thinking of the
bring your own device scenarios. So that's a big deal. Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Thank you.
Any other questions before we pass it on to Ingo? Because it looks like he's set up and ready to go.
Here I am.
He is. All right.
Voice is on. Yeah, okay, great. So I'm Ingo, I'm with Campana and Schott. We are a consulting company focusing on project management and social collaboration. And who knows what this is? Just raise your hand. Yes, it's a SharePoint list, it's a task list. And you know, it's really great because as a project manager, it changed my life in working. So no Excel sheets sending around, no task updates and so on. And it's really great, but it's getting better if you use our app, Seas Taskboard. Seas Taskboard is basically an app visualizing the SharePoint list in two dimensions. You have the task status here and the priority here. Each card, each post-it is a task list item. And you have full functionality of SharePoint in the back end, and it's just a visualization of this list in a different way. You have the card, you double-click the card, and you enter and access all the SharePoint information you have there. And the very cool thing there is you can drag and drop the tasks, and the status in the back end is currently being updated as I move the card forth and back. If I double-click the card, you get the version history, every feature in SharePoint is just enabled, and you can pretty good track down who changed what. And this is really where project management and social collaboration comes together. It's a little high up there, but if you step by at our booth, this works with drag and drop. So we have a screen there. It's drag and drop enabled. So you know, if you're working agile with Scrum or Kanban, you're standing together in the morning, do your daily stand-up meeting, five people on the screen. You move with drag and drop on the screen. So it's pretty cool, and the experience working together on the screen in the taskboard is great. So, and then if you all the information are synced back to the SharePoint list immediately. What else do we have here? We have a link integration. Well, Frankfurt, it's 1 a.m. in the morning. Sarah is asleep, but you get link integration here, and you get instant messaging, phone calls, direct calls, video calls directly available. And we have a tech cloud available. Tech cloud based on information what's in the timesheet. And it's not a tech cloud only, you can also filter for tasks. For example, let's say I'm interested in project management tasks only, and project management and R&D tasks that are assigned to Sarah Davis and Pavel Bensky. So you see it's really quick filtering the task, getting the information you really need, and if that's not enough, you can, let's say, search for design. And then you can very quickly filter your tasks. Of course, if there are new tasks that occur, you hit this button, you get the entire SharePoint element here, and you can enter a new task. New task is shown up here. Here it is, the new task, and you can move it wherever you want. You can complete your task visually, standing together at one screen. I got 5 minutes. I have some other apps to talk about, but I would be happy to take your questions right now. Yeah, one question. Yeah, the question was, good question. What happens if there are two or more boxes in there? I just go in here and it's moving. Yeah, so it's extending automatically. And better, even better, if you change the list in the back end, if you put a new status in there or a very high priority, you reload the list, it's extended automatically. Another question. Okay, great. Then I think.
So I have a quick question on that.
Yeah.
You guys go ahead and get set up. Is this available now in the store today?
It's available today.
Okay, and how much does it cost?
It's $9.99 per user, and it's a 30-day trial for free for 5 users.
When Ingo showed this to me for the first time, and I saw the way they can drag and drop tasks between these different areas, I was very impressed. When we've had all the things in Fiverr for a long time, and reduced the SharePoint list, this really does.
categories. You had a thing over there called waiting for someone.
Yeah. So if you don't need waiting for someone, but kicking ass someone or so, then you just go into the list setup of the SharePoint list in the back end. You just change it, and then it's currently up there.
Okay. So you can do that on the fly. It's not hard coded. You don't have to read it that way.
No, it's reading out the SharePoint element list, and you So you simply just change the value of the list. So you go to the file settings, to the field task status, and then you just change it.
Terrific. I think it's neat the way that dynamically changes when you add more to that. You also said progress too, so you can go through and progress the task on that page by clicking it and saying yes or no. Or okay, cool. Great. Well, with that, thank you very much.
Sure. Thank you.
Next up, we brought Mark all the way over from Australia. I think he's over his jet lag or getting close to it, right?
Yeah, well, I haven't snored just yet, so I should be all right.
And I will let him go through and give an introduction to his talk and kick things off from there.
Thanks, Ted. Hi, everybody. Well, I think it's quite amazing how many different accents we have from, from all over the world, literally. So my accent is probably not Aussie. I'm from Germany, living in Australia, so it's probably a mixture. My name is Mark. I'm the managing director of IPMO. IPMO is an organization that implements project and portfolio management solutions in Australia and New Zealand. We live and breathe Microsoft technology, and at the same time, we live and breathe customer pains and requirements. So for us, it was important that we have the ability for project managers to maintain status reports that are easily maintained and printed in Project Online. So what we've developed is a Word application that allows you to create project-specific reports like the status reports, and it automatically updates the content based on the information you maintain in Project Server. So what you see here is the homepage of Project Server of Project Online. And what I'll do is I'm just going to navigate to a project site. This particular project site, for those of you who work with Project Server or Project Online are familiar with it. When you install the app, it will actually install a document library, and that document library can be renamed. This is called WRAP for Word Reporting Application for Project. Must have been done by a techie, I think. We'll find something more appropriate. And what it does is it opens up your document library, and it, just like any other document library, allows you now to create a status report or a Word-based report. So here I'll go into a new report. I'm going to create a new rep report, and you have to excuse the layout. It's literally the ability for you to start with a blank piece of document, and you design your own document. So however, and that's the business user. I'll quickly show you how that works in a second too, if I then get enough time. Yep. Hello, there we go. So what it does is it opens up Word, and it opens up our little side pane here. And the first thing, and look, the presentation goes very quick. If you're not careful, you miss it. I push a button, and I created my project status report. So this is literally how easy it is. It automatically picks up the project from that project side. It picks up content like costs, any kind of custom fields, any kind of content, not just in project schedules, but also on your project side, like risks and issues. You have the ability to very quickly amend that information, and the reason why we thought it's important to do that, because I, as a project manager, have literally the ability to look at that and I say, oh, look, this particular risk is actually not okay, and I'm going to open via a link, open up the project site. I can edit that risk. And I'm saying, well, my probability has probably changed from 20 to 60%. I'm going to save that. And I've now changed my risk. A project manager would like to just simply then update the document. And as you can see, the project risk is now updated. So it's a real-time capability. Now, this is how project managers work. Let's get that straight. They don't want to wait a long time till cubes are processed and things like that. At the same time, you then have, of course, the ability to just simply save it. It automatically saves it to the document library. You can have it as a Word document or as a PDF document. And that's really, in short, what that reporting app does. I also want to quickly outline how easy it is for a business user to create additional content. Let's assume I have a new custom field that I would like to add. I have the ability to go into my design, and I have a so-called mapping pane. And within that mapping pane, I have the ability to say, hey, I want project-specific information, risk or issue-specific information. In my instance, I'm just going to get project-specific information. And as you can see, there's the entire list of all of the project fields that are available within Project Online, including the custom fields. These custom fields, in my instance, for example, is the justification. So what I do is I'm just going to take that out. I want to take justification in here. And now I have the ability to just simply right-click and say, add that as a rich text. Now, if, because there are some limitations to the application store and to Word in that instance, if this can't retrieve the information straight away, it tells you exactly what you do. It says, create a content control named de-justification. So I copy that de-justification. I close that. And I go back and I create a content type, a rich text content type with those properties. I say OK. I update my project. It's a bit slow. And it should now actually update the justification. It does work. Yeah, well, sorry? There was a space in there. Bummer. Yeah, that's the Murphy's Law of the effect. I'm just going to delete that again. Yeah, I'm just going to... Sorry. Ah! No, wrong. Sorry. Okay, so there we go. By the way, you can create your own templates. That is very important. It's not just for status report. You actually have the ability to manage your own template. So here I've got an issue report as well. I'll open the report again that I've just closed by mistake and reload that. But it means you can create your own risk report, your own issue report, any kind of information that you want to take from Project Online into your Word document, and you may want to then add additional content to your document. Okay. There we go. Update. I go into my mapping. Yep, that's where I would like to have my justification. I'll go into my project data. And it tells me again, I need to enter this de-justification in here. Okay. Oh, no. Okay, yeah. Well, we get the idea, yeah. So, sorry, yeah, there was a space in there. So it does update it real time. You then have the ability to save it as a PDF document, distribute it to people that may not have access to your information. But the important bit here is it's real time. You have it simply as a user interface for a project manager to maintain that data. That's it.
Thank you. That's all.
So, yeah, it's a great question. So it's actually, yeah, sorry. What happens if I send that Word document to a person outside? Now, if that person is within your own environment, you can actually, if you wanted to automatically, it would automatically update it if you wanted to. If you don't want to do that, if you want to keep it as a snapshot, you can determine that there as well, either by saving it as a PDF or also by saving it as a Word. Yeah.
Is it possible to collect or retrieve that information, store
From the, sorry? A snapshot kind of?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this particular one is a project-specific snapshot, so it keeps the information in the Word document, but it does it retrieves it from project server. The idea literally is to avoid double handle of information and get you that snapshot.
It's single project reporting.
Oh, right now it certainly is single project reporting, and the reason why that is because Excel, Project Online, gives you the ability to utilize Excel to do consolidated reporting already. And that's the reason why this particular solution is only project specific. Yeah.
How many of you use Word for reporting in the project reports to somebody? Okay, yeah. The rest of you would use PowerPoint or Excel or all of the above. We think this is a great way to sort of integrate. Thank you very much again, Mark. We think this is a great way to integrate the rest of the office solution with the tools that you're already using to communicate. People often ask, how do I make this PDF and send it off?
The cost on this one is it's reasonably priced. Look, it's going to be in the store in the next, what did you say, 10 days? it's going to be something like $10 per user, so it's not going to be something.
Cool. We're encouraging you to do special stuff in our content.
Well, let's put it this way. If you have to custom develop that in Project Server, it's going to be much, much more expensive.
We found that just as a note on that, thank you again, pricing for apps is really starting to come all across the board. Remember, there's sort of three ways of doing this. One, you have trials for free, and that's good because you get started, you can play with these things. Sometimes you'll hear the notion of premium, where it's free for a while, but then eventually you're going to want some features and capabilities where a partner or an ISV will charge for that. And whether they charge $9 to buy it once, or whether they charge you $2 a month as a subscription model, or whether they put it in the third way as a corporate catalog where you can buy it and have it deployed for your corporation, and it's sold at a higher price, perhaps because it's a more complete solution, or price accordingly for the value of the tenant. So our app partners are all still figuring out the pricing and trying to find the sweet spot. So the more you get online and try them and give them feedback, next we have Anton, and we'll let you go ahead, sir, and get started and kick it off.
Okay, yeah, hello. My name is Anton Kratsov. I'm director of Fluent Pro Software. Our company builds product for Project Server and Project Online. We do the migration and business intelligence, product for business intelligence. Today I will talk about one of our products. It's called TPM Pulse. It's a visual dashboard builder. The visual dashboard designer for like all the Microsoft platform, 2010, 2013, and Project Online. I have it installed on. It's available on the market right now. And when you install the app, it's you just create a link to the application, and you get to the separate page where you can see like all the available dashboards that you can build. And the biggest the idea of the application is that any user can build very rich and interactive dashboards at any time without any skills and without any programming or getting to an IT organization. It's all interactive. I can change dynamically the timeline. I can change the number of the project. I can filter the project. If you have a big number of projects, like thousands, you can have multiple filtering criteria for grouping your project for the portfolio. You can always drill down from the portfolio level dashboards to project level dashboards. I just click on a project, and it will go for a dashboard for that specific project. I can pop up the widget to the full screen and see some alternative view. In this case, I'm showing the baseline information, and here I would like to show to see some cost if I have any budget defined. You can drill down from resources to resource pages. You can go to schedule. You can even drill down to any external URLs both from the project. You can go to SSRS reports. You can go to Excel page if you have integrated, if you have that integrated on your site. So it's very interactive. And the process of building dashboards, it's very simple. I click on the create new dashboard. I click project filter. I will select right now like all projects. And I click on add widget. Here what we have is we built over 200 pre-built charts that you can use for building your dashboards. And the process of building dashboards is very simple. I click project by state. I click on this widget. I click, for example, I want to see some S-curve and work distribution. I click apply, and I get my dashboard built just in seconds. This way, I can resize my widget. I can reposition. I can do all the different you know, way to lay out. I can upload my image, logo of the company. I can define drill downs. So it's very interactive, and it's available for every project manager to do that instantly. All the dashboard can be made like project manager can create dashboard just for them. And also no one in organization will see, but also the dashboard can be made public so everyone in organization can use the dashboard for exporting. Dashboards can be exported to PDF or PNG, so you can simply like use it in your presentation or just email. And as well, one of the biggest differentiator with all the reporting features, our application support PWA security model. So that means that you can really limit, if you are the project manager and you're managing just five projects out of 1,000, as a project manager, you will see only five projects. So you can really narrow down the visibility of the data that project managers can report on. Application right now is available in the store. It's published. It's free. You can download it. It has some limitation with you can create two project level dashboards and two portfolio level dashboards. But I have a flyers with a special code that you can enter, and you'll get the 3 months unlimited use of Heap Impulse. So just stop by and get the flyer, and there is a code special that you can use for to use Heap Impulse. Do you have any questions? Yes. After 3 months trial, we have the pricing is there are two types of users. There are viewers and users who can create reports. Yours will be $3 per user per month, and others are $15 per user per month.
How much was that?
15.
So again, that's an example of different types of pricing, $3 a month per subscription, $15 a month per subscription, so different ways to do that.
What versions is the dashboard support?
2010, 2013, Project Online. So it works for all the platforms.
On-prem
and online.
And online.
Yep.
That's also another trend, too. While we're certainly trying to encourage people to do apps for online, many of the apps that you're seeing today will also work with the on-premise deployments. The model, certainly for most of it, is set up for 13. So some of the apps are only available for 13, depending upon, so make sure to check when you go through and look at that. Again, I've been super impressed with this application and the ability to go through so quickly build dashboards. It's always a challenge and always a pain. So I think you guys have done a good job building a great application that does that.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Any other questions? All right. Well, Kenna, thank you. You're up next.
All right.
I think the next time we'll do this, what we'll do is we'll get all the partners together and we'll have them put the apps on their own little devices.
Me, thank you.
But certainly that we brought Kenneth in to highlight the ability to run applications not only on the Microsoft platform, but also on the you're going to be showing us
iPhone, yeah.
Terrific. And I'll let Kenneth introduce the rest of his things and we'll ask more questions at the end and then we'll wrap. Go for it.
All right. Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Kenneth Steines, managing partner of Sensei Project Solutions. And we actually built the world's first app for Project. We're very proud of that. That was a year and a half ago. And we now have 7 apps across different platforms. So of course, apps for Project, apps for SharePoint. We have iPhone, Windows Phone, Android, Windows 8, and iPad apps. So was that 7 or 8, something like that. The one we're going to focus on today is the phone app for team members. It's tasks and timesheets. One of the biggest obstacles a lot of times to deployments and adoption has been participation by the team members. So we wanted to give team members an opportunity to get to their data from their mobile device. So what this does is when I log in, it pulls on my tasks, my complete task list, and it prepares a timesheet for me. We have different views. The first view here are my current tasks. I can look at those tasks that are overdue. I can look at those tasks that are incomplete, and so on. You get the idea. We use different color tiles here to represent whether something is slipping or whether it's on track and in progress or whether it's complete. So we use purple because that's my favorite color, and blue and red. And you'll see there's more data on each of the tasks here. There's actually showing percent complete, which project, what's the task name, start date, and finish dates. So if you're not using, as a team member, as an organization, if you're not using, excuse me, if you're not using the timesheet, then you can simply do the task updates. You just tap on a task, it opens up the task details, and from here, I can edit, and depending on your settings in Project Server or Project Online, and this works with 2010, 2013, and Project Online, by the way, depending on your settings, it will open up different fields to you. So in my case here, I can change remaining work here. So I'm going to go ahead and say that I actually have 20 hours left instead of 14. And now I can save it back, which updates the task list in PWA, or I can send it to my project manager, which sends it in for approval to the approval center. So that's if I'm doing the task updates. I can also do the full-fledged timesheet from here. So this will take those tasks that I'm supposed to be working on right now and show them to me in a timesheet format. So let's say, for example, I did 5 hours on this task yesterday, and this morning I worked really, really hard, and I did 8 hours on this task here. Now, and I can scroll to the bottom and actually see what my total timesheet looks like. So it looks like I've worked 14 hours so far today. That sounds about right. And I can, again, I can either save it, I can send the whole timesheet, or I can send progress for all tasks, which if you're familiar with PWA, there's a subtle difference between the two. So that actually just sends a midweek update to my project manager. It also, of course, gives me the summary information about my timesheet. I'm able to manage my timesheets, which means I can go back last week and recall last week's timesheet and make an update to it. I can delete a timesheet if I want to start over. So there's lots of great features here. The idea behind this app was we wanted, for those users that are just timesheet users or just task update users, we wanted to give them a mobile alternative. Of course, you still need a license, but a mobile alternative so they can do everything on their mobile device. I mentioned this is available in, this is, of course, an iPhone we're looking at right now. It's also available on the Windows phone and on Android devices. We have, any questions on this app? I have a couple more things I want to share, but any questions on the app first? Yes? So the question is the pricing. Yeah, so we have team member apps, project manager apps, executive apps, administrator apps. The way we think about it is, if you think about a team member app, there's millions of team members out there. This is 2 cups of coffee. So this is $9.99, one-time purchase, you own it forever. We wanted to price it in such a way that depending on where you are in the organization, you would spend the money, it's worth it to you. The project manager apps that we have for project, the task analyzer and the dashboard, those are normally 3 cups of coffee and 5 cups of coffee, depending on if you go to Starbucks or whatever. So it's $14.99 and $24.99. And then the executive apps, because they make a lot of money on iPad, those are $49.99. And so you get the idea. On the administrator side, the SharePoint apps are a little bit more pricey, but we also typically only sell a handful of those, maybe one or two even, to an organization. So any other questions on this? Yep. What if your timesheet? So do you do that in PWA today? Okay, so you have your timesheet period set up for 2 weeks. Yeah. This current version here, one of the challenges we had was, of course, real estate. So this is actually the smallest of the devices that we support. So we have a little bit more real estate on the Android devices than the Windows Phone. So right now, we just do 1 week at a time. You'd have to go to the next week in that case. So yeah, good question. So we have, I mentioned two apps inside a project that we normally price at 2 and 3 cups of coffee. They're actually available for free, as Sajid mentioned yesterday in the keynote, until tomorrow night. So I'd encourage you to go to office.microsoft.com, go to the store, and the Sensei apps in there are free to download right now, and then you can buy me the coffee instead. So, all right, I think I have 15 seconds for three more questions. Yes?
I didn't catch what
version of Project. Oh, so we support Project Server 2010, Project Server 2013, and Project Online. On-prem, partner-hosted, and like I said, Project Online. Thanks, Ted. So, I know. Can I take one more question?
One more.
Yeah. Was there a question here? Oh, even better. You should hurry up and buy it because that's a mistake. We just we just published an update to all the versions. And it obviously got published at 99 cents, so I would hurry up and take advantage of that. Thank you.